You can find some of the most amazing coral reefs in this hemisphere in the waters off the island of Cuba. But American scientists have rarely had a chance to see them because of political tensions between Cuba and the United States. A partnership for marine research is now trying to change that. Reporter Nick Miroff joined a team of scientists from both countries to check out one of Cuba's most remote places.
50 miles south of central Cuba, hundreds of tiny islands stretch into the Caribbean, ringed with narrow beaches and thick stands of red mangrove. When Christopher Columbus arrived here, he named the area Los Jardines de la Reina, the Queen's Gardens. 5 centuries later, there isn't a single town or road or permanent human presence. Only a few hundred divers visit each year, and the gardens are still here, underwater. The Cuban government banned fishing over a 386-square-mile section of these islands in 1997, creating what scientists say is the Caribbean's largest marine reserve. But there's been little research done since. When U.S. scientist David Guggenheim of the Ocean Foundation came up from his first dive and took off his mask, he looked stunned.
It's amazing. It's sort of like Jurassic Park. Scientists are seeing these species they never expected to see in their life because they were extinct. Well, these fish aren't extinct, but they might as well be for most of us. So I feel very lucky to see them. Oh, look at the shark right at the surface here.
Guggenheim had come to the area on a converted lobster boat with a Cuban marine biologist and 2 U.S. colleagues. Dropping below the surface into underwater canyons of black coral and giant sea fans, Guggenheim encountered species he'd only seen in photographs, like the nearly extinct Nassau grouper. For him and other scientists, the area is like a large-scale experiment. Take out the fishermen, pollution, and coral-killing fertilizer runoff, and you get huge fish, along with sharks, sea turtles, and saltwater crocodiles. As these species flourish, some will leave the reserve, helping repopulate other areas where their numbers are depleted.
Fish are not just crops that grow in the sea for us to harvest. It doesn't work that way. Fish have important jobs to do. And when we remove them in numbers, they can't do those jobs. And we've seen time and time again ecosystems collapse, especially coral reef ecosystems, when we upset that balance. Look at this guy.
One obvious sign of a healthy balance is the sharks. Elsewhere in the region, their numbers have declined 90% or more. But in these royal blue waters, they're everywhere, circling our boat and passing inches from the camera of underwater photographer Kip Evans.
Caribbean reef sharks are not exactly the lap cats of the sea.
No, they're a little more aggressive. In fact, watch your foot.
I could get my fin off and get out right now.
Evans was glad to see the toothy predators up close, even if their presence doesn't make for a relaxing dive.
To even see a shark in some places is a big deal these days, and to come to this area and dive with dozens of sharks is truly something special. I haven't seen big fish on a Caribbean reef in 10 or 15 years now.
Evans is working on a documentary about places around the world where marine ecosystems remain relatively intact.
It's kind of disheartening when you go back to your favorite dive spot and it's changed and the corals are dead and the fish are gone. Now I've spent my time kind of looking for those special spots that are still pristine or they still have enough animal life in them, marine life in them, that I can make some beautiful images.
Drifting through narrow channels between the islands in a small skiff, we see great blue heron, pink spoonbills, and another reason the reefs appear so healthy. Dense green thickets of mangrove spill from the shoreline. The water is so clear you can dive among their tangled roots, where reef fish hide for protection.
There's as much going on here as there is on the reef. You see a lot of the same fish here that you see on the reef. In fact, a lot of them are born and raised here and then move out to the reef as adults.
For years, Guggenheim has been working to bring together American scientists and their counterparts in Cuba and Mexico. The three countries are now drafting a regional protection plan. Cuban biologist Fabian Pina hopes that'll lead to more joint research with Americans.
There are many, many resources that we share. We are very, very close in distance, and we share the sharks, we share the snappers, groupers, corals, larvae, waters. We share many things, and we need to work together to preserve those things.
Standing on the beaches of these uninhabited islands, it's hard to imagine them remaining this way for long. With a new push in Congress to end U.S. travel restrictions to Cuba, ocean advocate Sherry Sant Plummer said she worries what will happen.
With having more visitors, there's more risk. Right now, it is so far away from Havana and so inaccessible by a lot of tourists, especially in the United States, and a lot of fishermen. The sharks are so friendly, they could be easily fished out.
On the last night on the boat, the group looked at underwater photos as a pair of small speakers played the only music for miles around. Guggenheim had dived at sundown through huge, glowing formations of elkhorn coral, a species he said has died off in the Florida Keys.
It's really a time machine here in Cuba, and we've got another chance to look at these reefs the way they used to be. It's almost as if someone's telling us, okay, guys, you've got one more chance to get this right. Look around, see what it's supposed to look like, protect this, and use these lessons to protect everything else that you've screwed up over the years.
Guggenheim is now organizing a meeting this spring in Florida to finalize the agreement between American, Cuban, and Mexican marine researchers. It'll be the first time the scientists come together in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff.
Even if you can't get there yourself, you can see a slideshow of the Gardens of the Queen above and below the water at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.